Hello, this is Frank Dunn reading for you from the Revere Journal. The edition is Wednesday, December 17th. Here we go with the top stories here. The City Council closes out the 25 session. Jaramillo, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, serves a final meeting as the councilor, and AHTF approves a funding to assist eligible homeowners and sellers with closing costs. Adam Swift did this next story here. The City Council closed on 2025. They closed out 2025 on Monday night with several honors for council members past and present, several moments of silence, and one special emergency order for Christmas Eve. The council acknowledged outgoing president Mark Silvestri. Silvestri will maintain his councilman at large seat when the new council reconvenes in January. I want to thank my colleagues for supporting me, said Silvestri. First, for voting for me and giving me your confidence, and secondly, for supporting me throughout the year. Silvestri said his time as president, the council president, has given him a different perspective on serving as a councilor. As a council president, you led the council with professionalism and fairness, and your commitment to the role of the residents is deeply appreciated, said Ward 5 Councilor Angela Guarino Sawaya. Ward 2 Councilor Ira Novoleski requested a moment of silence for the victims of the recent shootings at Brown University and in Bondi Beach, Australia. It is sad that we have to live like this, and we shouldn't have to, but there are people that just don't care, said Novoleski. Councillor at large Anthony Zambudo requested a moment of silence for Korean War veteran and former American Legion commander Phil Imperato. We lost a real good mom. Rather, we lost a real good man, and there are not many Korean veterans left, said Zambudo. I'll miss Phil Imperato, and I think the city will miss him too. The city clerk also recognized those members who served for more than a decade on the council and have earned a spot on the city council legislative bench. This year, those councillors included Novoleski for 26 years of service, Zambudo for 25 years and 3 months of service, and for the first time, Joanne McKenna for 10 years and 7 months of service. The council also acknowledged the Haas family, Robert Jr. and Robert III, for their service on the council, as well as the Giannino family, Joseph, Jessica, and Christopher. Finally, with a special last-minute order allowing for unleashed reindeer and rooftop landings, for one night, the council approved a special permit to allow one S-period clause to operate in Revere on Christmas Eve. Woo-hoo! There's a picture from the Kowloon. The story is Attorney D'Ambrosio spreads the Christmas spirit and annual holiday party at the food drive. Guests gather at the Kowloon restaurant on Saturday, the 6th of December, for Attorney Jerry D'Ambrosio and his staff's annual food drive and holiday party. I guess it's a little repetitive. The festive night of dinner and music saw attendees donate nearly 10 tons of food for local food pantries. Lighthouse Rehab supports animal shelters with Operation Santa Paws. Lighthouse Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Revere, where residents often benefit from animal-assisted therapy visits, has launched Operation Santa Paws to collect pet supplies and donate them to a local animal shelter, Paws Pets Prayers Rescue, Inc. Through the 22nd of this month, the skilled nursing facility at 204 Proctor Avenue welcomes donated items such as blankets and towels, dog and cat beds, unopened pet food treats, pet toys, grooming products, collars and leashes, and food water bowls. Therapy animals play a vital role in the long-term care of residents' lives, particularly those living with dementia and Alzheimer's. Benefits of animal therapy for seniors, including emotional support, increased self-esteem, improved social skills, and reduced risk of depression and anxiety. For more information, call 781-236-3100. That's 781-286-3100. Please note the trash delay due to the Christmas Day holiday on Thursday, December 25th. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on schedule. Thursday and Friday pickups delayed by 1 day. Northeast Oil Delivery, 781-286-2602, $3.15 a gallon. Price subject to change without notice, of course. 100-gallon minimum, 24-hour service. Check our website for daily low price. And the website is northeastoildelivery.com. And that's $3.15 a gallon, 781-286-2602. AHTF approves funding to assist eligible homebuyers, sellers with closing costs. It's from the staff here. The Board of Trustees of the Revere Affordable Housing Trust Fund, AHTF, oh, that's what it means, held its regular monthly meeting last Wednesday evening, December 10th, in the City Council Chambers. Chair Joseph Gravelis, I hope that's how you pronounce it, Gravelis, was joined by Treasurer Anayo Usoki and fellow board members Laurie Manzo, Dean Harris, Judy Goslin, and Lalila Pietri. Usoki presented the treasurer's report. He said the HTF had a balance in the account of $893,000. I rounded it off. Which he said reflects the next two payments of 167 that have been encumbered for the HTF's agreement to assist the neighborhood developers with their low-income housing project at 110 Ocean Avenue. The total includes a $250,000 payment recently received from Mill Creek Residential LLC, a national residual company, residential coverage company, rather, pursuant to a linkage agreement that was a condition of the city's approval for Mill Creek's Madera residential project at 550 to 560 Revere Beach Boulevard. The purpose of the linkage funds is to support affordable housing initiatives in the city. Usoki also reported that the recent meeting of the AHTF's fundraising subcommittee, of which he is chair, we met on December 3rd and discussed strategy for the next year. Said Usoki, we discussed a potential sponsor and a list of funding needs, such as funding for the first-time homeowners, subsidies for unit sales, closing costs for affordable housing, home repair funds for new purchasers, costs for home inspection and lead inspection, and subsidies for insurance. We might present one or two of these items to a sponsor, Usoki said. Gravelis also mentioned that he is pretty optimistic that we may be able to go to a potential private funder with a real proposal to grow what we did with the senior residential program, the repairs program, which consisted of $55,000 for 12 homeowners, to a larger dollar total in order to help us go soup to nuts to get an older, low-income homebuyer's home into good repair. The members next discussed the board's goals and objectives for the coming year. We accomplished a lot in 2025, said Gravelis, noting that the funding that the HTF provided to some homeowners to help them purchase their homes and the success of the senior home repair program. Gravelis suggested a new first-time home buyer buy-down program that essentially would help subsidize income-eligible purchasers with the potential for the subsidized property to remain affordable in perpetuity. Wolfer suggested that the buy-down would be used to lower the interest rate, similar to the national home builders presently are doing to spur sales of their homes. Harris, however, noted that the in view of the AHTF's limited funds, if we, quote, if we were to buy a unit or two, we're limited to impacting only one or two families, end quote. Harris said the AHTF last year expended more than $550,000 to subsidize a purchase of just two condo units in a new development. But I did like the idea of helping developers out when we gave them a significant amount of money with which when it impacted 50 affordable units and gave us more bang for our buck. Gravelis noted that the per unit cost of the Habitat for Humanity is $400,000 to $500,000, even with a donated labor and modest no-frills construction amenities. This shows that the scope of the housing crisis in Greater Boston and why we have to be selective with how we invest our money, Gravelis said. Gravelis said and Harris briefly discussed the benefits of a split proceeds program whereby a subsidized homeowner would split the eventual profits and therefore provide future funds for the HTF, even if it might be 10 years or more. In the future, Manzo suggested expanding the senior home repair program to include income-eligible veterans, an idea that was met with approval from the members. Gravelis next discussed the 7 senior home repair projects that have been paid out, totaling about $26,000, and noted that that's dollars, and that another 6 have been approved and are waiting for the contractor's invoices for final payment. A total of $550,000 was allocated for the program, which had been jump-started by former House Speaker Bob DeLeo, which made a generous initial donation of $12,500 that was amplified by a contribution of $42,500 by the AHTF. Gravelis noted that there is a wait list of 7 to 8 more seniors who have been approved and who would be first in line if the program is renewed. Things went incredibly smoothly. This speaks to the professionalism of the staff of the senior center who assisted homeowners with their applications and our city's planning department, said Gravelis, who specifically mentioned the assistance of John Festa, the city's director of economic development. Gravelis next noted that one of the affordable condos from the former Malden Housing Authority property has been sold to a Revere resident who will be receiving assistance from the HTF's down payment program. He also said there is another unit in the building that is for sale and that is listed on the City of Revere website for the programs and support page. Next up, a discussion of providing closing cost assistance for income-eligible home buyers and sellers who, this is in parenthesis, who are selling their affordable units, and end parentheses. Gravelis suggested that the board create a pool of $30,000 with individual awards not to exceed $5,000. We might have more success with this program than we have had with our first-time homebuyer down payment assistance program, said Wolfer. The members unanimously voted to create a new program with a pool of $30,000, with the funds limited to certain closing costs, exclusive of broker's fees, and not to exceed $5,000 per applicant. Gravelis concluded the meeting by noting that the application form from the accessory dwelling unit ADU program is moving forward with the goal of having the program up and running by February. The next meeting of the AHTF will be in January of 2026. The Cultural Council, this is Adam Swift's story, approves a grant application to Revere Cultural Council, approved a reward, an award of almost $44,000 in Massachusetts Cultural Council grants to 24 organizations and events at its December meeting last week. Some of the successful applicants ranged from Revere Beach Pride, an African storytelling group for elementary education students, a hip-hop chair dance program for senior citizens, and a trip to the State House for Whalen School students. Cultural Council Chair Rocky Graziano, I've heard that name before, said there were 51 applicants for the grants this year, an increase of 11, or is that 14? 11 from the last year, even with narrowing the recipients down from 51 to 24, the council had to make very tough choices and award only partial amounts of many of the grant requests because of the number of applicants and the limited state funds, Graziano said. The benefit of having a council that is truly indebted to the community and wants to see the cultural representation of Revere grow is that by doing the outreach, we are going to have more applications than we had year over year, he said. We were up 10 applications, 11 applications year over year, which is a percentage of about 25%. The total in grant funds that was requested last year was about $100,000. Graziano said this year the total amount requested was over $200,000. There is absolutely no way we can approve all of those with a budget of $44,600. So there are going to be projects that are declined, not because they are important, special, or well-written applications, said Graziano. It is simply because we do have to make some really critical decisions, and that is the hard part about being on this council. The Cultural Council passed through a number of applications at its November meeting, with each member rating the applications on a scale of 1 to 5. At the December meeting, the council made the final decisions on a handful of applications that were on the maybe list, eventually approving at least partial funding for the annual Ramadan dinner and iftar dinner, the hip-hop chair dance program, and the Whalen School State House trip. There is a 15-day appeal period for the denied applications, with the final applications due to the state by the middle of January. The council has done a great job of outreach this year, said Graziano. We had a lot of new applications that are getting approved for the first time. We had some returning applications. I want to recognize the team here in a very short period of time because we all got together in July. So I went to recognize, I want to recognize the work that we have done, which is incredible. Cultural Council member John Heifetz agreed that it was hard work to narrow the applications down. They were all great proposals. We just can't accept every single case of them, every single one of them, rather. We do not have the funds for them, he said. Those that go forward, we do wish you well, and we do expect some reports on how they did actually turn out. The 50th Christmas concert is a big success, and this was by special to the Journal. Hundreds of music lovers filled St. Anthony's Church to enjoy the North Shore Philharmonic Orchestra in the 50th anniversary performance of the Sounds of Christmas concert on December 14th, 50 years to the date after the North Shore Philharmonic played the first Sound of Christmas at New York, at New York, right, Revere High School in 1975. The concert once again was a highlight of Revere's holiday season. NSPO music director Robert Lehman conducted a program that contributed familiar holiday music, classic carols, a rousing sing-along led by guest soprano Jean Danton, assisted by Santa Claus, and culminating with the traditional Let There Be Peace on Earth. The concert was named the Robert A. Mara Memorial Sounds of Christmas concert in 2002, following the death of the orchestra concertmaster Robert Mara, a former Revere High teacher who was instrumental in bringing the first concert to Revere. To mark the concert's 50th anniversary, Maestro Lehman was introduced at the start of the evening by school committee member Fred Sanella. Sanella is the chair of the Revere Bicentennial Commission that sponsored the initial Sounds of Christmas in 1975. Reflecting on the inspiration for the first concert, Santella told the audience, "We wanted something unique, something Revere," said Sanella. Someone mentioned that Mr. Mara of the music department at Revere High School was a member of the North Shore Philharmonic Orchestra. One thing led to the other, and that was the start of an event that was has remained popular part of the holiday season ever since. Sanella went on, "As it was originally my pleasure to introduce the music director at the time, Max Hobart. I'm pleased to announce the introduction of current music director Robert Lehman." Mayor Patrick Keefe delivered the city's greetings and echoed Sinella's sentiment that the concert represents the best of Revere 50 years ago, and that carried on because of the traditions and service to the community. Mayor Keefe introduced Revere High senior Elana Tunkey, who narrated her original essay of her reflections on the Christmas holiday, noting that she remembered Christmas days spent with her dad while her mom worked as a flight attendant, recalled how the family would celebrate the holiday a day early. The presents were wrapped, the lights were bright, and I was up early. She'd wake her parents, and a picturesque Christmas ensued. All soft snow and gentle carols. My Christmas was exactly what any kid would expect. Observing how people celebrate Christmas in different ways, Miss Trunke said the holidays were never meant to be presents or gatherings. Holidays can be busy or calm, traditional or strange. It doesn't matter. As long as you find joy in what you're doing, you've hit the true value of the holiday season. What matters the most is enjoying our time together or alone, and finding the love that is truly all around us. The free concert was funded by principal sponsors, Bacino Insurance, Agency of Revere, NeighborHealth, Massport, Xfinity, Astound, and Action Emergency Services. Patrons donated several tons of food, which was delivered the following morning to the Revere Food Pantry. And for the fifth year in a row, members of the Revere High football team pitched in by carrying all the donated food into a truck provided by the Action Emergency Services event co-chair. Robert Mara Jr. Praised all the volunteers who made the concert possible. Members of the St. Anthony's Church, a youth group, carried all the chairs from the church lower hall up the stairs to the sanctuary. Members of the St. Anthony Holy Name Society received a packed all the food in the boxes, and the football team did the heavy lifting by carrying all the boxes into the waiting truck. At every part of the event involves people young and old coming together for a joyous event that ultimately benefits our neighbors during this very, very special time of the year. On behalf of the Talking Information Center, this is Frank Dunn wishing you all happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever holiday you are going to celebrate.